You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Let the record show that I swatted John's hand away from the slider before.
Hello, Alex from Red Bar.
Hello.
Yeah, turn that down. It's very loud.
It's all happening. Hey, team. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
And yourself?
Yeah, really. Well, actually, to be completely fair, I'm a bit hungover from our rum degustation last night. But
did you eat any food, or you just
There was food matched. Yeah,
rum flavored food, or was it like how hard it was? Like
actually,
death by rum.
Actually, the dessert was a double black chocolate brownie. And it had cayenne pepper in it, and then the clotted cream on top had rum whipped into it.
That's like, it's the opposite. Well, it's kind of like along the same lines as a weed brownie, but it's like an alcohol brownie. Same buzz.
I think the weed brownie would probably give you a little bit more effect than
yeah!
this.
Weed is better than booze, yeah.
We went on a little tiki tour through seven rums. So we went Guatemala, Barbados, Costa Rica, New Zealand.
That's where I'm from.
Then to Nicaragua. I'm not sure where the plantation pineapple's from. It may be Barbados
as well.
Yeah, it's Caribbean, but I can't remember where it's from. And then we finished off with Zacapa 23, which is Guatemalan, and it's amazing, my favorite.
Right.
Yeah, so it was a good little tour of basically the Latin American.
You'd have to call that drink the Dr. Bropata or something, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah, it was good. It was real good. Segue, the New Zealand rum that we had was made by the same guys. It's 14-year-old. From Murder's Bay. Well, it's called Murder's Bay.
Is that normal to have like an aged rum like that? Because that's a whiskey buzz, right? Normally, is a rum usually an old thing?
Good rum has been aged. Okay. Well, actually, most rums are aged at least 2 years before they're bottled, even white ones, and they're just filtered again to take the color out.
Right, okay.
Yeah. But anyway, the Sacred Spring Barrel Aged Gin, which I'm using today, is a New Zealand made gin that's been barreled. Traditionally, most spirits were actually put in a barrel because glass was expensive. So back in the old days, the French, when they weren't allowed to ship gin outside of France, would smuggle barrels of gin to England.
Do we know why?
What's that?
Why weren't they allowed to do that?
Because the English have always been protectionist.
Is it?
Look
okay.
at Brexit. It's yeah. just happening all over again. The English fell in love with this yellow gin, thinking it was theirs. And it was actually French.
That's
which
reason.
Is awesome. Yeah. Anyway, so this is a throwback to that. As I said, New Zealand made.
It has got a yellow tinge to it.
Can I say it's got a little bit smells absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Ben, the guy who owns the place, is awesome dude and sent us this bottle to play with. It's just coming out on shelves now. So
that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm making two drinks again today. We're going to start with the gin and tonic. I'm going real simple here because I want the gin to shine through. Yeah, exactly. So a little bit of gin. I've slivered up some lemons really lightly.
I love how Seamus just suddenly looked really thirsty. gin and tonic. He's like,
I always feel like a massive adult when I have a gin. Like, just so adulty.
And now I'm chucking some cucumber down the side, which will get a little bit of flavor going on.
Nice.
And I'm using the Fenneman's herbal tonic water.
Normally, if I'm at Subway, I say no cucumber. But on this case, I'm going to say.
Go the cucumber. All right. Here you go, guys. I've actually got you all a few straws so you can fight it out.
Yeah, boy.
All right, I'm going to give it to Tim first.
Yeah, here you go, dude.
Now, Tim, we need an accurate description of
what you're feeling.
Your feelings, the taste, any emotions that you are unexpected or.
Get your hand off my leg.
It starts off quite subtle, but has a nice, gentle kick to it.
Yeah, you might want to give it a stir, all that gin. Probably still sitting in the bottom.
I think I got a good hit of that gin. But it's, you know, it's cocktail corner, got to go for it.
That's right. So over here, I've muddled like 5 cherries. It's that time of year when cherries are in season, which makes me super duper happy. So I've muddled some cherry with lemon juice. I've let the gin steep in it for about the last 10 minutes. Crushed some cucumber, and now I'm going to tip this into our glass, giving us a mint, like red color. And then chi, the drink that knows its own name. I'm playing with the herbal sugar-free today. So I added the cherries because I feel like it's going to add a little bit more sweetness and give us an all-round tasty beverage. Let me chuck this dude on top here.
It's definitely a rosé in disguise color, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That first one was nice. Very clean.
I'd say usually with the gin and tonic, I'd be like, oh, my God, I hate tonic. But that was really nice.
Yeah, this tonic's awesome. I'm quite a fan of it.
That bottle is cute as all hell as well. I love anything miniature.
This cherry one is off the chain here. Have gone there. That's good.
Once again, it looks like she's going to win the day.
All the straws are exactly the same color. I don't know whose straws are. We're basically patching up. Oh, yeah. Okay. That is good. It kind of takes time to sit on the palate. Yeah.
I love this background music, by the way. I just feel like...
Cherries are up there with one of my most despised fruit.
What?
It's up there with...
Do you like candy cherries? Yeah,
he doesn't like coriander either, so the next drink I'm going to do is coriander and cherries.
And he doesn't like Christmas, and he doesn't like dolphins, so it's real weird.
But this is a delicious cocktail.
Awesome.
I have a whiff of that, man.
Whiffs are okay.
Oh, wait, you can't.
I really enjoy the chi in that one.
There we go. Yeah.
Shout out chi, actually.
Is that a fair call?
Chi's shining through. Good stuff.
I'm going to go back to the first one. Have we got names? Have we got names for these?
No.
Just the
Yeah, so the I'd probably call that the woody herbal or something like that, because I like how the oak and the gin sort of plays off of all the flavors.
I feel like both of these are fairly sophisticated, you know, like plays on classics.
It's a gin classic. And tonic, right? I think both of them are very poolside.
Cucumber is so slippery, it just works, eh?
Yeah, it slides right in.
Are you doing a food match with this tonight at Red Bar?
We are, actually. This week I am matching. I'm doing a really fancy French...
Sorry, I was just thinking Subway sandwich, but without cucumber in it.
I'm going to go across the road and get some Subway sandwiches and carve them up. I'm doing French cheeses and terrine with... Kumar sourdough and oat crackers and a quince caramel, which I made at the end of last summer.
French cheese. Oh, I love some French cheese.
Yeah, one's a semi-hard and the other is a goat cheese.
Cool.
Should be tasty. Oh, yeah, they're both like 45 mils.
This is kind of that scenario where there's two dudes going around and it's like, oh, no, oh, man, we've done too much, guys.
Excellent.
Any sort of fantastic events we need to know about at Red Bar this weekend?
What's happening tonight? This weekend? Actually, tonight, Tina Marie Kidley has got her Cocktail Electronica, which is like pretty sexy house music. Tomorrow night, what are we doing tomorrow night? Whoa, mind blank. We're doing something tomorrow.
I should bloody hope so, mate.
Yeah, it's that time of year when everything just goes. It just sort of happens. What are we doing tomorrow? Tomorrow we've got... Oh, yeah, there we go. The 9th. Oh, Mr. Big Stuff's playing. Yes, that's right. The guy that usually plays a Verona. He's awesome. He's going to play us a special house set, so that's going to be cool. And Quirk's going to support him, play some funk and soul and stuff. And then Saturday is the Red Bar Christmas Party. So it's Right Turn DJs, Rob Warner and Tom Day, and I think there's one other DJ playing as well.
Powerful.
We're going to have a Christmas tree and gifts and just get amongst, basically. Lots of Jager bombs.
I always wonder, like, I wish it, after Christmas there was like some kind of ritual where everyone burnt their Christmas tree, kind of like Guy Fawkes.
Is that not a thing?
Not really. Yeah, it'd be really rad.
Should totally be a thing.
Hey, somebody's texted in saying gin comes from the Dutch. Is that true?
I have no idea.
Well, I guess it's true then.
The text machine told us it's so.
It must be true.
Yeah.
It came from a computer. It's basically Google.
Shall I try and read this text?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. Gin comes from the Dutch and was anglified when William of Orange was in the thrones of now UK in the mid-17th century.
Nice.
So I hope everyone...
That sounds legitimately from Google search.
History lessons as well.
No phone calls today, though. Yeah. I'm sort of disappointed, to be honest.
Do not bait them, Matt. Leave it alone.
Poking the bear. Awesome.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks to Chi.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Thanks to the Sacred Hill, Sacred Springs guys for the bottle of gin. Thank you very much, guys. That was awesome.
Thank you, guys.
It was delicious, by the way.
Yeah, totally good.
New Zealanders, eh? Just coming on strong.
It was supposed to last the whole week, but we're already down to half a bottle, so I'm going to have to order some more. Ben, if you're listening.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.